Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've turned to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran has strongly condemned a failed terrorist attack in the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. The foreign ministry spokesman says terrorism is spreading across the world and terrorists continue their crimes and atrocities against humanity at any time and place. Bahram Qasemi warned all nations, especially regional countries, of terrorist activities, and he called for awareness and consistent efforts to fight terror groups. On Friday, Saudi security forces said that they foiled a terrorist plot targeting the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Saudi forces surrounded a home where a bomber was hiding, and the suspect opened fire on the forces and then detonated himself. The explosion caused the partial collapse of the building. Nearly a dozen people were also injured. Crossing over to Atlanta, joined by managing editor and columnist of Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you make of this alleged terrorist attack in Mecca? Your thoughts on that and who perhaps could be behind that?
Well, number one, congratulations to the Saudi security forces by nipping this in the bud before he could get into a crowd of pilgrims and do the damage that was really intended. So a salute to them. And then the problem gets into who was really behind this. We haven't really had ISIS step forward. And we live in a world now, Marisa, that it's very hard to tell initially who's really supporting these attacks, because we know, unfortunately, various states have their fingers into these various terror groups, where if they want to create an incident where they can then initiate a crackdown or possibly frame someone else for the attack. This has turned into a very nasty business in terms of attribution, and we don't really find much information being given out by any of the security agencies when they find that there's a state sponsor really behind this. There's all kinds of political concerns, and our biggest frustration is we see state-sponsored terrorism really the driving force behind the scale of the terrorism we're seeing, particularly with how easy they're able to move around and cross borders. And we think more countries should be putting the spotlight on exposing who is assisting these groups and moving around and being having the logistics support to be able to initiate these horrible attacks.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, the Grand Mosque in Mecca is the most holiest site in Islam. And if we were to say that Muslims are behind that, it would basically, it's one of the foundations of the religion. It's where Muslims pray towards five times a day. Isn't there a paradox in this, that on the one hand, we continue to hear that Muslims are behind these terrorist attacks, and especially this particular one? Tell me about it, your take on this.
Well, they could, but that was my point earlier. They're not really Muslims. If it's, for instance, a Western or Israeli intelligence agency who's penetrated some of these groups and they're using them as pawns. And this is the big difficulty. And of course, the goal from an intelligence point of view is you don't really know who to go after. Yes, they would like us to go after all of the endless supply of crazy jihadis that are willing to suicide bomb themselves. But my point is we have to dig further. The public has to demand that their intelligence and political agencies tell them more about what they know on the state sponsors and why these people are allowed to move around when all of us are having our phone calls and social networks analyzed and profiled. How can these jihadi terrorists just seem to be able to move around with so much freedom that they have? And it's not really a Muslim. We don't consider, and as a lot of Muslims have said, these Wahhabi Muslims to really be Muslims. They've perverted their perversion of the Muslim. They don't have very much support at all, but unfortunately they have enough support to create a lot of mayhem.
All right, thank you so much for being with us. Jim W. Dean, managing editor and columnist of Veterans Today out of Atlanta.